purpose here?
All of our guests today are leaders of employee-owned companies.
Also known as ESOPs. Let's get to know Sapna Kandwala, President and CEO of Stillwater Sciences. What is Stillwater Sciences, Sapna?
Stillwater Sciences is a science consulting company, and we study and manage rivers, lakes, for their long-term well-being.
And where you're from originally, how many brothers and sisters, where are you in the pecking order?
I'm from a small town in Southern California called Claremont, and I am the oldest of two children. I have a younger sister.
All righty, 8 to 14. What's the list of stuff you were doing as a kid?
I was taking ballet lessons. I was on the tennis team. I competed on a debate team.
So tell me a little bit about what was your role in the debate team?
I was just one of the people on the team, but I was pretty good. I wasn't the best one. I was reliably competitive.
And you mentioned in the green room that everybody knew they could depend on you. What's depending on you have to do with your role as the president and CEO of Stillwater?
I make a lot of decisions every day that affect a lot of people, all 100 people at our company. So I feel like being able to be relied upon is an important part of my job.
And you mentioned you were in ballet. What was your role with the kids in ballet, and what's it have to do with who you are nowadays?
I also worked at my ballet studio, so I sort of had a back office knowledge of what was going on, as well as a front end experiential spot. And that's sort of also kind of what my job is today. I actually started at Stillwater as an intern, and I worked my way up to the CEO role. So it's a great way for me to actually have that back office, front office view of what the company does.
And Southern California, what did that do to you growing up in Southern California then?
It was a great time to grow up and a great town to grow up in. It was a college town. The weather's great. It's pretty reliable. I had a very tight-knit family. We spent a lot of time together, good group of friends.
This tight-knit family, you mentioned earlier in the green room that your parents were both from Bombay and you had a tight-knit family. And I'm trying to figure out what's that first generation thing have to do with you and this whole thing about being an ESOP business.
Well, my parents made a big risk in coming to the US and starting a new life together. And I was part of a both a tight-knit family and then a large group of other Indian families that spent a lot of time together. And it was great to have that those levels eventually of closeness. And that's kind of how an ESOP works. You have levels of closeness within a firm, and we all work hard together to get a result.
So
That's how it felt.
because you had a positive experience as part of that community growing up, that's what you're creating in your business?
Absolutely. We have a really strong basis for making sure that we are creating a positive impact on the world. And that's what everybody who works at Stillwater is really here for. And it's really nice to be able to come together for a common purpose like
Yeah,
that.
it sounds like you really did appreciate what you had as a child, recreating it in your business. Ron, what are you thinking?
So, Sabna, tell me a little bit about mom and dad. What did they do when you were growing up?
My mom worked at a bank, and my dad was an electronics engineer.
And what'd you learn from them about work?
They were both super hardworking. They always kept their commitments. I saw them juggling lots of different commitments throughout their lives, and I bring all of those traits. I think those are all important traits of leaders.
And how is that, like, how would your employee owner see that in you on a daily basis?
I think I juggle a lot of things. I think all of us leaders do. One of the core values we had at Stillwater is everyone empties the dishwasher. So I feel like that's a value that I really stand by. There's no job that's too big or too small, and I really want everyone here to feel that that's the way we operate our business.
Okay. And then again, close-knit family, younger sister. Like, tell me a little bit about your relationship with your younger sister when you were growing up. What was your role and what was that relationship like?
We're 5 years apart, so I was always a caregiver of sorts. She's actually more of a caregiver now, but and a doctor, so I guess it fits. But at the time, we played together. We shared a room for most of our lives. We were not those siblings that fought with one another. We always built fantasy worlds together. We would play library, play store, build carnivals together. It was a lot of fun.
So I noticed you talked. Go ahead, Herb.
So there's a lot. It sounds like you came from a lot of intimacy, feeling really appreciating who your parents are, really appreciating the community. And as opposed to fighting with your sister, it sounds like you were really the big sister. And I'm wondering, how's this big sister stuff showing up at work nowadays?
It probably just shows up in being bossy, honestly.
I think maybe another way of looking at it is taking charge and feeling responsibility.
Yeah, no, I really do like making decisions. I really do love supporting people. And I think I hope I have played some role in supporting my sister and in her growth and development. And I definitely hope that I'm playing that kind of role for the staff at Stillwater.
Certainly sounds like it, Ron.
Sapna, I get a sense education's important to you. I mean, you mentioned Claremont being a college town. You talked about playing library as a child. The debate team to me sounds like a really big education. Is education important to you?
Absolutely. Yeah, I've always been a lifelong learner, so I'm always excited about learning new things.
And so how does that show up at work? How does that show up in leading an employee-owned company?
I think an employee-owned company has to be a lifelong learning kind of company. That's how you succeed, because there's a legacy issue here that you want to sustain the company forever. We started a leadership development program a few years back that I'm really proud of, and a lot of our staff have really thrived in that space of learning more about how to run a company, which is also a very important part of being an employee-owned company.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds to me like you really enjoy creating this community at work, and it sounds to me like you're very proud of it. Are mom and dad still around, or are they aware of what you're doing for a living?
Absolutely. Yeah, mom is around. My father passed away about 5 years ago.
Sorry to hear that. What does mom think about what you've created?
Oh, mom's super proud. She couldn't be happier about everything I've done.
Why? What is she proud of?
I think she came here with the idea that she wanted to give her kids, the next generation, a lot of opportunity, and she sees me and my sister thriving in this new world.
So does she understand the environment you've created at work? Does she know about that stuff?
Oh yeah, she's come, hung out in my office, and just sat here in the in a chair and watched me do my work.
Hold on, your mother's come and hung out at work. How do your teammates feel about it? How's your mother feel about that?
Everybody thinks it's great. Yeah.
What do you mean everybody thinks it's great? What are you talking about?
It's very common. I mean, for people to bring their kids, their dogs, their parents, whoever they want.
Wait a minute. You're running a business and it's common for people to bring their kids, their dogs, and your mother to work? Do people still get stuff done?
Well, you know, it's not every day. It's a way to get to know each other, right? We do annual, we haven't done this in a while, but we used to do annual retreats where we take the whole company and their families away so that we can really all get to know each other better.
It sounds to me like you're running a community there. I mean, a business there. I mean, it's an ESOP business there. Ron, I mean, it's unbelievable what Sapna is doing.
I was going to say, it sounds like the family, your close-knit family, has expanded to being a broader circle. It is exactly what it sounds like. Sapna, how would you describe, like, what one word would you use to describe the employee owners at Stillwater?
Passionate.
Why is that? Why? What do you mean they're passionate?
People come here with really idealistic views, with a really strong understanding of science, biology, engineering, ecology, and they want to do something good with that. So they come here to make the world a better place. And it's really exciting to see every day.
So you like being around people. You like help creating an environment where bright, intelligent people are able to really be themselves and feeling comfortable bringing their kids and their dogs and their moms to work, where it's really a community, it sounds like. Sounds pretty healthy, huh? Uh-huh.
I hope so.
what's the website address for this organization known as Stillwater Sciences?
We're at Stillwater Sci, so just cut it off, SCI.com. StillwaterSCI.com.
StillwaterSCI.com. We've been speaking with Sapna Kundwala, who is the president and CEO of Stillwater Sciences, here on Executive Leaders Radio. Don't forget to visit our